I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. News that Vermont, on the recommendation of the federal government, will temporarily pause the use of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine is reverberating across the state today. 36-year-old Windsor resident Taylor Long was scheduled to get the J&J shot tomorrow after registering on Monday.
So now, like, to go from what was a really happy and exciting day in which I was able to get an appointment to now, the very next day, hearing that I probably no longer have an appointment is, you know, a bit of a roller coaster emotionally.
More than 6.8 million doses of the J&J vaccine have been administered in the U.S., and the vast majority have had no or mild side effects. Federal officials recommended the pause to investigate extremely rare blood clots reported in six women. Governor Phil Scott today suspended all of the COVID-19 vaccination clinics that were using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. At least 4,000 people in Vermont will have to reschedule appointments. In a sure sign of spring, the Agency of Transportation announced today that scenic Route 108 through Smuggler's Notch is now open for the season. The winding road over the Green Mountains closes every winter with gates blocking the way to traffic. The road is always off limits to tractor trailers and buses, but many drivers of larger vehicles have disregarded that guidance over the years, getting stuck and requiring assistance. A look at the eye in the sky forecast for tonight. Variable clouds with lows mainly from the mid-30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, except becoming mostly cloudy in the Adirondacks, with a slight chance of a late-day shower, highs in the mid to upper 60s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.